track work now. Let's have a look at the Flemington activity from this morning. Warren Huntley was out there. It would have been a mild morning, I'm tipping. How are you, Warren?
It was an interesting morning, John. I think it might have been because of a bit of a smoke haze that's about, but it was a very bright red sunrise over the east. And it was a mild enough morning. I suppose fresh is the right way to say it, but it did burn off as the sun started to come up.
All right, let's find out what you saw. What did Chris Waller's team get up to?
Look, worth just noting from a couple of jump outs last Friday, John, because we've got Group 1 racing, as you know, coming up at Morfordville on Saturday, and Savakul, who's heading to the Australasian Oaks, just had a nice tick-over jump out, and she was a dominant winner in what's sure to be a good form race at Caulfield last start, and she looked nice and sharp in that jump out, so if anybody just hasn't seen her since that run and looking to have had a pre-post bet on her in that race in Adelaide on Saturday, she looks in great order, and she jumped out in really good style, nice and sharp without being pushed out. And for a horse who's heading to a 2,000-metre race, you wouldn't want to be right on the speed in a short jump out. And Boom Time, the old fella, he's nominated for a race at Flemington on headquarters Saturday too, and he was just given a nice tick over jump out there, and he's trialled well recently at Tatura, so the Caulfield Cup winner looks to be coming in well for the Hayes Dabney stable, but in particular I was taken with the performance of Savakul.
Alright, from the jump outs also on Friday you saw King's Command.
He's been up and running for a while, and just having his races spaced, and he was able to control a race at Flemington and win only a couple of starts ago, and he was given a bit of a hit out late in the jump out on Friday. It was the quickest of the morning by a bit of time, so he looks to be holding together well. And just worth noting, alongside him, and a mare that's due to resume sometime soon, Joan Constance from the Ellett and Zara stable, she looks to be going really well. So King's Command up and running, holding his condition, and I'm keen to see where Joan Constance pops up in the near future.
Okay. What did Mike Moroney give a little track gallop to this morning?
Eagle Ridge and Prince Aran paired up for a hit out. I think Prince Aran might even be heading to Bendigo for the meeting on Friday, and Eagle Ridge was scratched from the meeting. Flemington might have been Anzac Day in preference to a race for the three-year-olds over 1,400 metres this Saturday, and he's been ticking over nicely since what was a really good win first up at Sale. There's been a bit of a gap between runs, but he looks to be thriving on that type of preparation. So he worked really nicely this morning with the stablemate, Prince of Arana. I think that hit out will top them off both for their respective assignments later in the weekend, Wall Eagle Ridge, and the weekend, Flemington Saturday.
And Mike also had rhythm to spare?
He's progressing well. He was good last start, and he's going to a 1,400 metre at Flemington. He just galloped over 1,000 metres on his own this morning. The other duo galloped over 1,000 metres in company, Prince of Iran and Eagle Ridge, and he just quickened up nicely on his own. He's an experienced campaigner now. He knows what he's there to do, but I think he's getting close to peak fitness now. I liked his gallop this morning, and he certainly galloped nicely, raced nicely at his most recent run.
How did Opposition and Solo Mission look today?
Really interesting gallopers to me, John. Imported gallopers going to kick off on Saturday for the Waller stable. I think they'll probably be better for the experience and perhaps better for the run, but they've both been progressing nicely to get back to the track. They paired up for a gallop this morning, and there wasn't a lot between them as they went through the line, just about 25 seconds or so for their last 400 metres. Typical Chris Waller type work, not really pushed out, but I'll be interested to see them. I'll probably have a bit of a watching brief on them on Saturday, but they look to be coming to hand well, and they have been progressing well in recent weeks, and the work this morning was nice.
Aristia had a hit out over 800 metres. How did the horse look?
Yeah, young filly from the Ellett and Zara stable. Look, I thought she'd be really hard to beat first up recently, and she ran well without winning, but I think she's taken improvement out of that, and doesn't need to be taxed too much on the track, 800 metres, and just quickening up the last 400 metres. I thought her work was really nice. She'll go to the races on Saturday and run well. I think she's a filly that's certainly up to a reasonable grade, and she won't take long to knock off a race or two, I don't think.
And how's Sin to Win handling the racing?
Well, he's holding together. He's been up for a while now, and he perhaps wasn't up to expectations at Albury, and you just wanted to see him bounce back. I think he did bounce back in his most recent run, and I think he's now, I think it's a 2,800 metre race at Flemington on Saturday, and he's hard and fit, and he's now, I think, put that next good run on the board, because he'd been progressing well, but I just thought he might have got a bit flat in the middle of his preparation. But this morning he just worked nicely, just over 1,600 metres, and quickened up a bit the last 400 metres. So, he's now hard and fit, and he'll go to Flemington on Saturday and run well.
Godolphin had a couple?
paired up Barbecue and Tarquin, and they've got respective assignments at Flemington on Saturday also, and just nice work. Again, just keeping pretty close company over about 1,400 metres and quickening up the last 400. I think both of them are probably ready to run close to their best at Flemington on Saturday.
And finally, from the Parnham barn, how did Malibu's Style look?
Really sharp, John. Probably as sharp a work as I saw this morning. It was on the Pro Ride track, but just quickened up very nicely the last 400 metres. And look, I suppose since he's been over here, arguably his best form's been when he's been right at his top round of Bend at Caulfield. But gee, he worked nicely this morning, and in the style of a horse that's strong and fit. He's a real sprinting style of horse, and he really just a nice sharp jump out at the end of his little dash up this morning.
All right, Warren, what you saw on Friday and also earlier today, what can you leave the punters with?
I think Savakool, as the market's probably suggesting, is going to be a leading contender in Adelaide on Saturday. Love the work of Eagle Ridge, and just Mike Moraney's kept him a little bit on the fresh side since that first up win. I think he's going well as his stablemate. Rhythm to Spare, Aristia to run well in the two-year-old race, Malibu Style in the sprint, and Cinder Win in the staying assignment. They'd be my pick of what I've seen from Friday and this morning.
Well played, Warren. Enjoy the rest of your day.
Thanks, John.
Warren Huntley.